you would have known when you first started out in this career?
Yes, I think that taking accounting classes as part of my business minor more seriously. You know, I got out of there, debits on the left, credits on the right. But did I know any of the intricacies of running a business? No. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of dollars go through the owner's hands correcting mistakes. So I would say understanding the business side of it is much more important than young workers understand. They think if they have a skill in heating and sheet metal, or they have a skill in plumbing or electrical work or carpentry, that it immediately translates into being a business owner. Mm-hmm. But having those skills is critical, and being able to manage people to do the work is critical. But understanding the business side of it, contracts. I mean, I used to have a 2-page contract when I started out, thinking that I wouldn't burden the client with a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Now I understand, 30 years later, that I have a 14-page contract for a reason, mm-hmm. and that's to alert the client at all the things that could come up. Mm-hmm. And it's not a source of negativity, but it's an opportunity to kind of look at what's coming up and try to define it now, mm-hmm. before we actually sign the dotted line. So knowing the business side and staying current in the industry, so much has changed since I mentioned Loma Prieta. It used to be that the general contractor was the lead professional on a project. But nowadays, the lead professional is either the architect or the engineer. And the general contractor does what he's engaged to do. And because of the seismic, number one, and the other conditions that we have in Santa Cruz County. Mm-hmm. So knowing the business side is critical.
Our last question that we have for you is, what is a thought or piece of advice that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Oh, that's terrific. Mainly, I think my number one thing that